I want to begin with
recording in progress.
Different miles than we need to do today, but let's take it slow. First one I want to begin with is, though, with the Gemara, where we got up to, where the Gemara in the very Maskana said that we have Machlisim B'yechid and Chanini in front of how many people must he give the get? Two or three. And the Gemara said that everyone holds Kiyum, and the Machlikis is L'maisa. The Machlikis is B'rovonon. It says B'feirish. Elwa what? Akaimalon. Let's read the Gemara inside. Akaimalon. Let's read it inside. Mary, you want to read it? Akaimalon. No, because you just got the bar mitzvah. Let's read it inside. Akaimalon. Arya, go ahead. Akaimalon. We pass him now. Rabbanons. If you want to tell me the second stage, Machlei Zayin Nasadayin. Ain't Nasadayin Lamaisa. So what's the Machlei? How what? The Gemara has difficulty. How what? Akaimalon. Says the Gemara. Go ahead, Arya. Okay, who wants to read the Gemara Lamaisa? Yosef, go ahead, Vakaimalan. Go ahead, Vakaimalan, the Gemara Sakashin. Vakaimalan, the Rabbanon, the Tabish, the Rabbanon. That's where up to the second stage of Machlokes with the help. Ain't it Nasadayin, ain't it Nasadayin? Yes, Yosef, you got it, Vakaimalan.
I don't see
where it is. Next to Tosi Yid Leonard, three lines above that. Vakaimalan, Lamaisa, three lines above Yid Leonard. Tosi Yid Maski Yid Leonard, the second last Tosi on the Anoba. Second last night's anomaly, three lines above that. Vakaimalan. Go ahead, Vakaimalan. You want to show it to him? Vakaimalan, we paskin. Now, what if the Bachelet is whether they're Nasa died or not? Vakaimalan, we paskin what? Go ahead.
Vakaimalan, the Rabbanon, they're Nasa died.
And the topic is the Rabbanon, they're Nasa died. Everyone holds they're Nasa died. So, since everyone holds they're Nasa died, Lamaisa. How can you say that's the machlokes? Ella, what's the machlokes? Guys, look inside. Ella, what?
Ella, how come the hakim miflegay?
What's the machlokes? Go ahead.
The marisav rakev and the isha ksheira, how is a get?
Since a woman is ksheira to bring her get, go ahead.
Zimnen, the maisalay, isasa, the sanchayav.
Sometimes a woman might deliver the get. Go ahead.
The sanchayav.
And we'll rely on her to be a what dayin. So to be mitzar for the other two, to stave that off. To stave that off, how many do you need? You need three, because if you only have two, you might include the woman to be the third if she's a shliach, yes? So to stave that far and to fend that off, how many do you need? You need three from the beginning, okay? Go ahead, v'idach, what's v'idach mean?
Afterwards?
No, v'idach is the other shita. V'idach, the other shita that says two. Go ahead, v'idach. Nate, you with me? V'idach, the other shita that says two. Go ahead.
V'idach, it should be.
Everyone knows a woman is an apostle of Diana, so we won't rely on her. So therefore, you only need what? You only need two. As Nate said in Seder the other day, the baseline really is what? Really is two. The first shita says what? You need three, because really what? If you had two, you would join up the woman, because the conception of Beis, and usually perception of Beis, is always three. Lamaisa, so therefore we have no choice but to have three to stave that off. The other shita says, I'm not worried about being a sorrowful woman. So two is enough. Does everyone got that? It's hard to read that. You got that? Okay. Whereas in the previous stage of the Gemara, what did the Gemara hold? The Gemara really held, everyone holds Kiyum. Question is, Eid Nasadayin, yes? If you hold two, then Eid Nasadayin, then you can have what? If you hold two, Lamaisa, you hold Eid Nasadayin, then that guy will become the third, the Shliach. If you hold Eid Nasadayin, you need what? You need three, yes? So that was the second stage as opposed to the third stage. We got it? What's the takeaway of this Gemara? Is a woman kosher to Dayanus or not?
No.
According to both opinions, she's possible to Dayanus. The favorite in the Gemara. That is the takeaway of our Gemara Shalani. That is the takeaway of our Gemara, that a woman, Isha, is psula ladak, nadu. Psula ladayanus. The Pashika that says three, because why? If you have two, you might rely on her to be the third. She delivers the get. The Shita that says two says, we all know that she's possible, so I won't rely on her. But the takeaway is what, Azriel? That a woman is possible to Dayanus. Yes? That's what our Gemara says, black and white. Isha Psul Adun. Now, what about a woman Leibis? To Pashkin Chumash, Gemara Bobakama Daf Pechesim Ra'al Kandaf. Daf Tevav Menav, Bobakam, two places. Peichesim Menav, Tevav Menav, Isha is Lomdushli Anoshin. Lomdushli Anoshin, men are aiding, not women. Women are apostolates, the Pharisee Gomorrah. You got that? So our Gemara seems to say woman's pasulei anus. It's accepted then that a woman's pasulei anus. That's accepted in Isha Sulo Leis. You ask me why, Rebbe? I don't know why. It's just because. I can imagine maybe it's not Sanua, it's not Sneas. Woman stands up in front of Beis, then one's got to look at her. It's not so Sanua. But I don't need to give you reasons. So just because. But the takeaway from our Gemara is a woman's Sulo Ladai. Yes, Yosef, what do you say?
So we're saying that the woman would be counted as three, which is why we need three, or we're saying that the woman.
No, again, the two shittas, how many the people the get must be given in front of?
Yeah.
The shita that says three says because if a woman would be the one that's delivering the get, and you only require two, you would combine her to be a third. So to stave that off would require three men from the very beginning. You got that?
Yeah.
That's the shita of three. The shita that says two says, I'm not worried about that. I'll have two men. We're not going to ever combine the woman to get three, even though people usually think of Bezin as a three, because everyone knows a woman's off limits. She's bustle. Yes? And therefore, there's no problem. But the takeaway is that everyone agrees a woman's bustle to Dionysus. Anus, we already know that from two Gemaras of Bava Kamma. Ari, are you with me? And therefore, that's what our Gemara says, the Beirish. Yes, Yisrael.
First sheet, though, what does even the Mahava mean? We know she's Pusulaitis. How is, if she's Pusulaitis, what, you think she'd be kosher for the Dianas?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. This brings us to the Tyson. Excellent. This brings us to the Tyson. Please get it. Most of the Tyson and Shas, and I'm going to list them for you. Tyson, Gittin, Pechesim, and Beis. We have it in front of you. Guys, take a look. Bench, thanks for bringing it in. Tyson, Gittin, Pechesim, and Beis. Tosis and Nida, Mem Tesim and Beis. Take a look inside. Pechesim and Beis. The end of the Masechta. These Tosis and write that a woman is puzzled to Dionysus. Like our Gemara. Mayor, get it down. Like our Gemara. Tosis where? Begitin, dot Peches. Tosis where? Nida, dot Mem Tes. Right? Mem Tesim and Beis, but dot Peches. They say a woman is possible of Dionysus. You guys see it there? Take a look, guys. We got a lot to see. But we have to understand it. Pay Chetzim and Beis. You see the Tosis? Thank you for bringing it there, Bench. Tosis Dirmaska Lolith Theodiotos. You see right in the middle? Fourth line. Look, right here. Isha Sula Ladu. Everyone see it there? Underline it. You got it? Pay Chetzim and Beis. Over it. Underline, Isha Psul Ladun. You guys got that? It says in Tosis where? In Nida 2.
Nida 49.
Yes, Memtesim and Beis, we said. Okay, how do you know that? Because you saw where? Memtesim, why? Because you wrote it down, yes? Excellent. What do you do about, I want you to get this down. However, Toises and Bob, and this is the way it says in Choshen Mishpat in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Zayin, what Sif? Simin Zayin Sif Dalin. You guys looked it up. It says in Choshen Mishpat that a woman is possible of Dionysus. This is why I'm not a fan of the Oetzesis. Okay, I'm not a proponent of it, Lamais. Okay, maybe to bring Shilas to the Rav, but the Rav should paskin on the Shilas. Woman is possible of Dionysus based on our Gemara. There is one sheet in Tosis. I get it down. I gave it to you, Tosis Baba Kama, Tedvava Manav. Does anyone remember the Dibur Masko? Tosis writes, what Yisrael was asking, what does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say needed? Mem Tesim is called Kasha Ladun, Kasha Lahayi. That's only by a man, Tosis says. But a woman is Kasha Ladayonis, despite the fact she's Pasulaitis. Collector's item. Tosis Baba Kama, Daf Tedvava Manav. Oren, please get it down. Tosis Baba Kama Tedvava Manav. And the Rishash asks in Baba Kama, on who? On Tosis there. It's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says black on white. The woman is Pasul to Dionysus. It's a great kasha. Okay? Now, one sec, Oren. Before we... So let me write down the shita. Before we be numbing, you got this down? Tosis Baba Kama... The Baba Kama, Daf Tedvav. Tosis Baba Kama, the Daf Tedvav, says Isha is Ksheira Ladu. Now, I want you to get this down. You ever heard of Dvorah? She was a Navi in Sefer Shoftim. Wasn't she a judge? So Tysus says, Tysus Lelaisa says, you can't bring a raya from Dvorah that she's Kshayra. Tysus is intellectually honest. Tysus says you can't bring a raya, and there are three ways he disproves from Dvorah. Number one, yes? You with me? Number one, he says, she only said Shirim, Milamedes. She did not paskin. Dvorah, Shirim. Number two, the Shechina. Hashem said one time deal she could be a dayan. Not that she told him what to paskin. Not that Hashem told Dvorah what to paskin. That's Lo B'Shamayim. You got to figure out, no. But she allowed him. Hashem allowed her to be a dayan. One time deal. And what's number three? Have you guys ever heard of the institution called Kibbul Olai? What is Kibbul Olai? Let's say the two litigants want to have a specific dayan to be their judge. Azriel, let's say they want a specific dayan to be their judge. A guy who's normally puzzled. Can they do it? Yes, they can make an old kinyan. They can allow a karov, an isha. There's a whole third paragraph of Sanhedrin in Mishnayos called Kibbul Olai. So anytime Dvorah judged two guys, they must have made a kinyan and say, we want to allow a woman. So these are three ways to get out of Dvorah if you hold like the Tyson Baba Kama. In fact, Tyson Baba Kama is so intellectually honest. He said, wouldn't Dvorah be a raya? He says, no, you could reject it. And Tosus that says puzzle, I didn't write it down, Isha Psula Ladun says Lechura Lamaisa, you could reject the raya from Dvorah in one of these three ways. So what emerges is a machlaikis, yes, between most of the Baalei Tosus against one Tosus, where the woman is Kshayra Ladun. But we have a kasha, and the kasha is what? What's the kasha? The kasha is, how is it against our Gemara? How can there be a day in Tosfos against our Gemara? Our Gemara says black and white that a woman's psul ladu. So how do you get out of that, Lamais? Okay? Yes, Benj.
Even the second opinion our Gemara holds
up? Everyone, think about it. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you need to have three men, because if you have two, you might be starved for it to be three. She's possible. And the Gemara says, the one who says two, you need two men. But the mice were never worried about having a third and then joining the woman because everyone knows she's possible. So according to both days, that's the premise of the Gemara. So how on earth could our Tosfos say such a thing? Everyone got this? That is the cash in hand. Yes, yes, Nate.
Just in terms of the USS, are they able to pass it on like women's stuff? Like that?
I don't know. I'm not a big, it breaks down relationship to ask for the Rav Shilas. Show me that's the Rav Shilas.
You women are uncomfortable asking the Rav Shilas.
I know, but you bring it, they should be. Make them comfortable. Make them. You develop a system where you can, the husband should try to do that. It's another discussion, another topic. But in general, yes, we want the relationship to be lamaisa, that they should feel comfortable asking shilas to the wolf. The husband and her, okay? But it's another topic we'll talk about. But this is where it's a root of it comes in the lamas. Okay. Now, let's try to begin to tackle to answer this kasha. You got this? You guys can say a whole shkibble tire on this. You got me, Jonathan? Okay, let's get it. I wanted to stave off the kasha right away with a quick answer. One is a girsay answer, and the second answer is a lomdish answer. First answer. The Tosfos Rid has a one line here, one word. What does he say? No, before that, Elahacha. He has two chidushim in the Tosfos Rid. And he says, Elah, you got it? Elahacha kamak b'afligi. Does everyone have it there in the Tosfos Rid? Elahacha, you have it there, Yosef? Elahacha makam afligi. Read that there. Elahacha makam afligi, I'll read it here. Elahacha makam afligi, you see it? No, on the Tosfos Rid, on Ham and Beis. That everyone's, that Tosfos, you see the three Teirutz in there, he got rid of it. Shem Elohai said, Dan Elohai said, Melomedes. On Pechesim and Beis, he said, she taught Shiru. Inami Shem Ekiblo Samalat, Mishum Shechinen. Okay? Or Melomaisin, those are the Teirutz that we gave. Elahacha Lomaisin. Three Teirutz. Okay? That's on Pei Chesemes. Turn back to our Omen now. You see the Tosfos Rid? Go ahead, Yosef. Allah? Allah Hacha Mokafli. You don't have it in black there?
I don't think I see. I have my head there.
Allah Hacha. Go ahead. Allah Hacha Mokafli. Lamaisa. What does he add? One word in there?
No.
You don't have it?
I don't have
Yisrael, you have it there? Go ahead, Alahacha.
Alahacha b'hakim b'fligi.
Okay, Yosef, go ahead. Underline that word atzma. That's not in our Gemara. Our Gemara did not say the woman herself delivering the get. Our Gemara said a woman delivering the get in general. What is the psul of an isha atzma? It's her own get. You tell me. Baal Dover, right? Baal Dover. She's the litigant herself. That's why she's puzzled. So if you have the girsa of the Tosis Rid, the whole kasha doesn't start. Our Gemara does not say a woman's puzzle, Dayanis. It says the woman herself is puzzled because she's the Baal Davar. That's why she can't be done. But another woman would not be a problem at all. Who else has this girsa? The Rif. Get this down. The Rif and the Tosis Rid have this girsa. And it's going on the woman that what? The woman herself is becoming divorced. She can't be a dying because of Baal Davar. But that doesn't mean a woman, a regular woman can't be a dying. Beautiful, no? Look at the Tosis now. Hacha, what? Go ahead. You're doing a great job, Yosef. Hacha?
Hacha garis rabbeinu tam. Kevan de isha kishera lahavi esagen. Zimnen de maisi lay ititam.
Period. Stop right there. We'll continue. We go white and sheer. What is he? Does he have the gears to the Tosis Rid? Did he have the word atzma? Hachi garis. He's trying to reject that girsa. That's why he says Hachi garis. He's rejecting this girsa. The Maharam and the Maharsha say Rabbi Nam is coming to exclude the girsa, the Rif and the Ran. Beautiful. The Tver Shmuel writes, you know why Rabbi Nam didn't like that girsa? Because what do we say at Hamad Aleph? That the woman herself is a what? Is that a common occurrence or uncommon? That a woman brings her own get. Uncommon. And therefore what? That's why he didn't want to have that girsa either. But according to Benet Tam, it's clear from the Gemara that a woman is possible to do. Aryeh. Therefore the kasha returns. So if you have the girsa, the tesrid, and the ran, then the kasha, the tesrid, and the riff, and the ran, the kasha doesn't start. But if you don't have that girsa, you have the girsa like Benet Tam, like our Gemara, then the kasha comes back. Yes? Oh. So what are we going to say? So Rav can actually do one of our rebbeim, you know, the head of the OU, Lamais, Rav in Langlewood, right? He teaches here, he's a rebbe here also, teaches on Sundays in Yordan. He has a sefer on Sanhedrin, Birkas Yitzchak, where he answers this kasha with a mahalach, and I want you to get it down. There are two roles that Basin can play. He was at your wedding, Jonathan. He was the other eight kedushin with me, Rabbi Gannett. So number one, yay, it's one of my rebbeim. Number one, Basin's role is that they paskin. Poskin, number one. That's the simplest job. They paskin. Who won, who lost? Yes? Who wins, who loses? What's the other role that Basin does? Their presence alone is needed. Ma'amad. What's ma'amad mean? Like for chalitz and geirus, do they paskin? They oversee that the woman or man goes to the mikvah or the zemila or the chalitz is done properly, but they don't paskin. The Rav said there are always two roles for bezdin. Are they poskin? Are they paskining? Or is their presence alone needed? Yes? Now there is a Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, I think it's Perek Aleph, Halacha what? Dalet. Can a woman be the king of the Jewish people? Yes or no? Melech v'malka. Excellent argument. See, free. Melech v'malka. And then what does the Rambam write? Right? V'chein l'chol shar mesimis. Also for all other positions of authority, of kavod, a woman cannot have. According to that Rambam, or Moshe writes, a woman cannot be a president of a shul. Okay? That's where Moshe writes the fetish, like the Rambam could be Rashi and the Chinuch argue on other positions of authority besides the king, but for the Rambam, if you go with the Rambam, that's what he postulates. He does not want to have a woman be the president of the shul. Same thing because of Tznius. Okay? We don't get us wrong. Women are very talented, men probably maybe just as talented as men, maybe even more. But the bottom line, that's what the Rambam writes. Let me ask you a question. Which is more srara, authority, when Basin is the first track or the second track? Yeah? I don't think so, said Gogonak according to the Rav. Listen, if a woman failed at an intellectual, so, okay, she passed it. She's the smartest person in the room. Why not let her pass it? But Elisha, for presence, my presence, I'm supervising. Kosher guy, you know. Supervising. That's where it's coming. That's where it's Shroar, yay. And therefore, a man has that and not a woman. Melech v'lo makol v'lo mishar mesimus. Yes? Therefore, what is the role of Beis in Meir Hash and a mazel tov to you and your family upon your bar mitzvah, brother's bar mitzvah? You, Meir Hash, what is the role of Beis when you say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? What is the role of two or three or Chanina or Rabbi Yochanan? Are they paskening or is your presence alone needed? Which one is it? You tell me, Meir. Yes! Their presence alone is needed. They're not paskening at all. So that's considered to be kobo. That's srara. A woman is off the limits for that. When it comes to a basin where it's srara, then a woman will be possible for that. But a classical basin with a paskening, maybe a woman's good. So the sheikh entices above a comment that says a woman is possible, a woman is kosher, frek the rishasher against our gemara, that a woman is possible. Our was talking about a basin where their one presence alone is needed from a fanecha. That's srara. That's where women are possible. But when it comes to what? When it comes to the din of what? Paskening. If you're talented like Varo, why shouldn't you paskin like men? Now, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that day in Tisus. We don't accept that. But within that day in Tisus, that is the sharp chilu. That's what he wanted to say in the sefer Lefidah Rav Zatzal. It's a very sharp answer. I want you to get it. So what emerges two answers to that kasha. Either you have a different girsah, isha atzma, there's no psul of a woman, then it's a psul of a lover. Or you say, what yisra? Then it's a problem, what srara? Because Basin's role here is only what? Presence. And when it's present, that's srara. Then you have that Rambam, that Melech Lamaka. But when they're paskening, Lamaisa, then why not? Why? Well, with Vora paskin. Okay, Tosa said you have no right from Vora. Either she gave Shira, it was a one-time thing, the Shechina, Shem said, or a Kibla life. But the bottom line is that if she's talented, according to that day, it would be good. So that's the second answer that we want to give. First answer is a technical answer, the Girsa. Second answer is a Lumdish answer. So please get this. It's a whole shtickle Torah. You go, you can say it over very nicely, okay? You got this. Comes out from this. I thought you were going to say this, Nate. That according to this day in Tisus, should be good for a woman to be kosher for what? A woman should be kosher for what? Eliezer, you got to get the shtick we just said. She would be good for what? She would be good for what? For Dini Mominus, but she would not be good for Chalitza or what? Or Geirus. According to this day in Tisus. So it comes out that the role of a Funanekta of Bezdin is presence alone. A woman cannot do that. That's Sarara. But anytime you're Paschal, like in Dini Mominus, a woman would be good. And the Fanenechtav is like Eris and Chalitza. It's not like Dini Mominus. Okay. That is the first Shtickle Torah we wanted to see. Okay?
So we're going
to
act over that?
No. We don't hold like. We pass the woman's puzzle. This is to answer one day in Tisus. Yeah, listen, Nate, you can't be a Rishon, be against the Gemara. So we have to say Shtickle Torah and Lumnus to say how that Tisus is not against the Gemara. Okay? Well, we don't pass him like that day in Tisus. Okay? So these are two answers we gave. Fine. Let us continue now, Lamaisa. Let us continue now in the Gemara. There's a lot of a house we've got to get to. That was the first one. Okay, we got that, Clor? About the woman being kosher to diet. Okay, let's go. Continuing now back into the Gemara, yes. Go ahead, Tanya.
Tanya, if I say, there will be Yochanan, and maybe again, you know, see, I'm not still what, lo, amar, lo, the funny death, the funny death. Yosef, I've got manzer, to be Rabbi Meir.
The Chachamim,
Omrim, Eid, I've got manzer.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Ketzad yasa.
So what should you do? Ketzad yasa. What should you do?
Yitzlenu himana v'yasa.
Take the get from away from her. Go ahead.
V'yasa v'yitznu lo b'fnei shnayim.
And give it in front of her, in front of two.
V'yomer b'fnei nechtam, b'fnei nechtam.
And say b'fnei nechtam, b'fnei nechtam. So how is that a b'raisa? Why is that a proof for Rabbi Yochanan? You tell me. Because it says b'fnei shnayim, excellent. So it's a proof for Rabbi Yochanan and Yoltz too. Excellent. Go ahead. Frek the Gemara.
Rabbi Meir Mishum Delo Amar b'fnei nachtam b'fnei nachtam Yotzev Avlad Mamzer.
Yotzev Avlad Mamzer? Reb Meir, you mean to say you didn't say in front of Nekla, a technical formula that Vlad is a mamzer? What's Gemara's answer?
Ain't Rabbi Meir
in, Otami. In, no, in, yes, yes. Go ahead.
In, Rabbi Meir Otami.
The Amar.
The Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei Deula, Omer Hay, Omer Hay, Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir used to say, go ahead.
Call me Shem Mimatzbeir, Shetavu Chachamim against it, you'll take Vlad Matzah.
Excellent. Anyone who deviates from the coinage that the Chachamim enacted in Gittin, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer Midrabanan. Okay? So the Gemara quotes this Brisa, and that goes in line with who Reb Yochanan, that he owns too. Now we must explore what this Ketzav Yasa is all about. Okay? It's the second Mahalach now. Let's get it. Poshub Shad in the Mishnah, when you read it very nicely, yes? This is a Brisa, rather, I apologize. The Ketzav Yasa is according to both Reb Meir and the Chama. I would say Poshub Shad, no? First it quotes the Chachamim. Does it quote Reb Meir and then the Chachamim? No? Quotes Reb Meir and then the Chachamim says, can't say yes. Is this how you repair it? Push up shot in reading the number of I would say it's according to both Jesus. But let's start investigation now.
I don't do that.
Why not?
Before.
Why? You stop. It doesn't say Ella like we're going to see when we get to it. Just as you stop. You stop. Vlamam's a period. So can't say yes. And Mishkip didn't say, what should you do? I don't think it's locked in according to the Chachamim. Okay? I think the simple reading, Nate, is that it's according to both. This is how you remedy the situation. Okay? So let's start with Tysus. Ketzav Yasa. We'll have to get back to that other Tysus before, if we have time to this Hashem, after we do each Mahala. Go ahead. Ketzav Yasa. Ketzav
Yasa, Perosh. Ketzav Yasa, the Rabbanan. Shetinase, the Chachilah. All even Yisas, Shalot, Tetzer.
Aval.
Aval, the Vlad. Ein sarach tikana, de belo tikana lo havi mamzer, de leis lehu kol hamishana chule.
Excellent, very good. You read it very nicely. According to the Rabbana, what do you do with Ketzav Yasa? Please get it down. What do you do? What is the Ketzav Yasa purpose to take it back from her, re-give it? Binyamin, please get it down. Number one, it allows her to remarry to a second man. And what's number two, Yisrael? If she already married the second man, lo tetzer. Yes. That's according to the Rabbanan. Go ahead, Aval what? Ula Reb Meir.
Aval.
Ula Reb Meir.
Ula Meir. Ketzav Yasa Kodem Nisuin. Aval Acher Nisuin, Mistaber Del Reb Meir Ein Tekana.
Ah! According to Reb Meir, you got to do this before she remarries. Once she remarries, what's the din? You're done. There's no remedy. Go ahead, the Kaven.
The Kaven, the Havlan Manzer. If Cain called Drachim Ha'elubah.
Did you guys look up that phrase there? I know they did. What does the Mishnah say called Drachim Ha'elubah? You slam her. What do you mean you slam her? She's Tetzim and Zim and says she got to get divorced from both guys. She doesn't get a ksuba, she doesn't get payrish, she doesn't get clothes from either guy. You give her a knas. It's a penalty. You really, really slam her. Go ahead, Bechol, what? Bechol
Han the
in all the penalties that are listed in that Mishnah, you slam her badly. So what does Tosfos say? Guys, let's get it down. Arya, are you getting this down? It's a whole mahalach about Ketzav Yasa. When you hear the words Ketzav Yasa, well, what do you mean? Ketzav Marach, Ketzav Rakin, Ketzav Rakin. No, not Ketzav Rakin. Ketzav Yasa. We weren't getting Hale Vez, we weren't getting Pedales. Not Ketzav Rakin, are you? Ketzav Yasa. Ketzav Yasa, Ketzav Yasa. Doesn't go as well. No? Okay? Just as in the scene, the song doesn't go as well. I don't think it'd be the appropriate thing to sing at a wedding, too. Right? Talking about getting no Ketzav Yasa. You just know the Gemara so well, right? You're not going to start reading and start singing Ketzav Yasa. Okay. So what's the upshot of Tosfos? Number one. Number one. What is Ketzav Yasa according to the Rabbanan? Before she remarries, it'll allow her to remarry. Number two, if she got remarried, lo tetzer. According to the mayor, what do you do? Before she got remarried. Is that clear? Comes along the Ritva. I gave it to you inside. Comes along the Ritva, and he quotes Tosfos first, and then he says, no. I beg to differ. According to the Rabbanan, once she gets remarried, Tetze, done. He does not agree with Tosfos. He does not agree with Tosfos. He only agrees with the first part of Tosfos that allows her to remarry. But once she got remarried, Benji, Tetze. Yes? According to the Rabbanan Tetzin, this takana is only if she doesn't get remarried, it allows her to remarry. So what comes out according to Ketzav Yasa? Ketzav Yasa is good according to who? It's identical remedy according to the Rabbanan and Reb Meir. Identical remedy. What does it do, Yisrael? It allows her to remarry. The only difference is if she remarried without it and they had a kid. According to Mary, the kid's a mamzer. According to the Rabbanan, the kid is what? Not a mamzer. That's the difference between a mamzer and a chavim. Jonathan asked me to say that. It's a good kasha. But what emerges that Tysus does not agree with, Ritva does not agree with Tysus, that according to the chavim, it would be low teitzeh. No, it would be teitzeh. The kid would not be a mamzer pushup shot. Okay? Because that's the Rabbanan she did. They don't hold a kol mashan merapeh like this. Riyosef read so nicely. Remera holds kol mashan merapeh v'lad as a mamzer. But they would agree teitzeh. Everyone got that? Now let's take it a step further. Thank you for bringing the Rambam, Nate. Binyamin, thank you for bringing in. Binyamin Jacker. It says in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin. Yes, in Hilchos Gerushin. It says, Beferush, the following. That if a guy delivers a gift from a Nisyan, and he doesn't save a funny Nechtav, and you're not Miskai Mechosomov, what's the din? Posel. What does Posel in the Rambam mean? Only what? Midrabanan. What does the Raisa Eino get? Yes? Rambam says only posel. What would you say according to the Tosis if you don't Miskai Mechosomov? Elias, you with me? What would happen if you're not Miskai Mechosomov according to the Tosis? What would you say? I would say what? Teitze. You got to do something, guys, to verify that it's good, the signatures are good, or that it was done lishma. From Tosis, you get the impression that if you're not Miskai Mechosomov, it's going to be Teitze. The Rambam says the Pharisees, it's not Teitze. He says, lo Teitze. In fact, the Pnei Yoshua asks in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, why did the Chum say a bigger Chiddush? What was the Chum's Chiddush? Ain't a Vlad Mamzer. Shkoyach. Why did they also say lo Teitze? If you hold lo Teitze, then they should have said lo Teitze. According to the Rambam, that's what they should have said. Rambam writes in Zayin Yid Zayin, let me read it to you. Says Beferish, Shliya Shehevi Geb Mechutzlov Shanasla Benola Benola Shanasla Bifnei Shnayim Lohomer Lov Bifnei Nechlam Nechlam Avni Shanasla Nodle Menem Chosu Lanosla Bifnei Shnayim Yomer Bifnei Nechlam Nechlam Even though Nodle Menem, if you didn't do Ketzi the Aser, Hari Zeh Posel Achi Yiskai Mechosomov. It's Posel. Achi Yiskai Mechosomov. Posel? That's Masha that she can stay there. He says, lo teitze. Yeah? Rambam says, lo teitze.
Wait,
why would... Until you say teitze, that's the assumption.
Possible.
That's the assumption, are you? Possible to get possible Rabbanim. You don't say teitze, it's lo teitze. It's lo teitze. That's the shita. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's the Pashmash on the Rambam. He asks, so then why did the Gemara say lo teitze according to the Chacham? Instead of not just Vlad Mams, is a bigger Kiddush. Now there's the Vlad Mams, you can stay with him. But I think Tosas would argue with this. Our Tosas would say, if you didn't do Niskayim Mechosomov, the Rabbanu would agree in that case, Teitze. The assumption is that you're going to go ahead and do it. The assumption is you're going to go ahead and do it. Ketze the Yas in order for her to stay. But if you don't do it, what's the din? What's the maximum Tosas? If you don't do the Ketze the Yas, and you're not Niskayim Mechosomov, the din would be Teitze. Yes. So please get that down. So what do we have so far? Tosos Shita against the Ritva? With the side, Machlokes Rambam Tosis. If you're not Miskai Mechosomov, is it what? Let's go over the whole thing again. Tosis holds, and what does Ketzi has to do according to the Chavim? Allows her to remarry, and if she's got married, lo teitze. According to Rameir, Tosis holds, allows her just to remarry. Comes along the Ritva and says, even according to the Chavim, it only allows her to remarry, she got married teitze. Comes out Ketzi Das, according to the Ritva, is the same thing as Rameir and the Rabbanan. And then we point out a footnote, in brackets, that what? That according to Tosis, Masha, if you didn't do Fananat, you don't do Ketzes, you don't do Niskayim Mechosomov, it will be Teitze. And the Rambam says, the fair is possible, which means Lo Teitze. Till he says Teitze, you assume Lo Teitze. Okay. This leads us to the following. Let's move to Remeir now. Let's get it down. Let's move to Remeir. Our Tosis said, according to Remeir, what's the din? Ketzid Yasas needed to be done to allow her to what? Remarry. What's the din if she remarried? What would you say? Teitze. And the Vlad would be a what? If they had a kid, a mamzer. Correct. Please get this. According to Meir. Yes. Comes along the Meiri. And he says, Lefira Meir, as long as she hasn't gotten pregnant with the second husband, there's a tikkun. You could do Ketzid Yasas. Once she got pregnant, you're done. Interesting. So he does allow a tikkun. He will allow you to stay with him if you did ketzed yasa. If they didn't get, she didn't get pregnant yet. That's the sheet of the mirror. Yes, within Reb Meir bench. Taisa said it's too late already. Taisa said it's mamish too late. Taisa said once you got remarried, you're done. There's no takana anymore. You can't do ketzed yasa. The vlad is a mamzer. Comes along to me in Miri and says, as long as she hasn't gotten pregnant, you can do ketzed yasa. Going to Reb Meir. Comes along to Taisa's rib, and he says, amazing. He says, according to Reb Meir, you're done. What do you mean you're done? What do you mean you're done, according to Reb Meir? You guys tell me. Once you give the get, you're done. You can't fix it at all. According to Reb Meir, there is no ketzed yasa. Ketzed yasa was only said by who? You know why you're done? Because you're no longer a shliach anymore. You gave the get. You didn't say fun and after. You blew it. You're done. You can't fix it anymore. So ketzed yasa is what? What is the one word in the Taisus Rid that I want you to get? Ella. Ella. If you look in your Taisus Rid, underline that word atzmer earlier, and Ella. I'm reading it. You have Tanei Kavase? Do you have Tanei Kavase of Yochanan? Yes, go ahead. Tanei Kavase of Yochanan. I have the first long line. You see that, Dira Masko?
Was this in
Tesis written? Yeah, Tanik of Asr Yoshan. It's a few lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Tanik of
Asr
Yoshan.
Maybe get the Yidas Yam.
That's no love law, Mar, Fari Naftam, Fari Naftam. Yotze Vavlad, Manzer, Devi, Rabbi Meir. Chachamim, Omrim, and Avam, Manzer, Ella, Ketzer. Ella! There it is. Underline Ella. Ella's not in our Gemara. What does Ella show to you? That it's a words of the Chachamim. Like Nate was asking earlier. Chachamim say what? The Vlad is not a Mamzer, but this is rather what you should do. Meaning Ketzed Yasa is part of the statement of the Chum Shita. Reb Meir never had Ketzed Yasa, according to Taisus Rid. And that's why once you give the get, according to Reb Meir, you're done. There is no Ketzed Yasa. And the Svar is because you're no longer a Shliach. Your mom is no longer a Shliach. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? Everyone got that? That comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Halacha l'maisa. Beautiful Chiddush it comes out. Okay? Everyone got this? Amazing. Okay? So it comes out, according to Israel, you have the word Ella, and there's no Ketzed Yasa according to Reb Meir. You are done.
If they have kids.
What'd you say?
If they have kids.
If they have kids, the kids are Mamzer.
And they can have kids in the future.
Right, right, you're done. The only way to fix it, like Nate asked me in Seder, is to give a whole new get and save a fine and act of properly when you give it again. Correct. You cannot rely on this get anymore. Well said. Now, if you look in the Taisa Rush.
She can't remarry that same guy because that would be considered a
bit. Well, she's got to do the get again.
Right, but even so, she had to be Taisa from the second guy.
She didn't remarry the. I'm talking about even if she didn't remarry the guy. If she didn't, even if she didn't remarry the guy, she's got to what? She's got to redo the get. There's no way to fix it. Of course she can't. She can't even go forward and marry the guy. Okay? She can't go forward. And if she was married, of course they'd say. No doubt.
Wait, if she wasn't officially divorced to the first guy, then how could she get married if she wasn't divorced officially?
That's what I'm saying. According to marriage, she cannot get remarried. She cannot. Kate said, yeah, said she cannot. The only way she can get remarried is if you redo the get. You have to do a whole new get. To write up a whole new get. The kid is a mamzer. She can't marry the second guy. Please get this down. Now the Taisa Rosh has a similar girsa. He has the word Ella, but he says it's going according to Reb Meir too. So he has a sheet of Ketzed Yasa that it can fix what? What can it fix? It can fix the whole mamzeris. I mean, if she got married and married a guy and had a kid, a mamzer, you can fix it with Mafreya and that she's no longer a mamzer. That's an amazing Kiddush. Taisa Rush says. Okay? Please get that. What did you say? Yes. I'll say it again. Taisa Rush has the same gear as Taisa Rush, that's Ella, but he says the Ketzed Yasa is also going on the Chum. You don't view it as just a statement of the Chum. It's going on a Meir too, and it allows you to rewrite history. She got married and had a kid. Just do it again, and that'll massacre everything with my friend. And the kid will no longer be a Mamzer. It's amazing. So it's like going from one extreme to the other. If you say Ketzed Yasa is going on the both. Okay? And then that leads us to one more Shita. We've had Taisus, What else? We had the Ritva. We had the Miri. Well, we had that Miri Tosfos. Then we had what? Within Remeir, we had the Tosfos. Tosfos, the Miri. Then the Tosfos Rid. And the Tosfos Arash. One more sheet. We had earlier the Rambam with the Tosfos. Correct. That's correct, Nate. One more sheet that we got, and that's a Yesh Omrin that I gave you with the Ritva. Ritva quoted Yesh Omrin. What was that? That also, according to Mary, there's a tikkun if she got married. And it works for Mafreya. Ritva quotes on Machlaikis, and he says it works for Mafreya. According to Mary, it works, it helps for Mafreya. Mashenke, and according to Tysus, does it work? This might not be a new sheet. Okay? This might not be a new sheet. Because where the Ritva's quoting the Yesh Omrin, that according to Rameir, you can fix it up. It's kind of like the Tosfos Rosh Hashita. According to Tosfos, though, Mashen Ken, according to Tosfos Aryeh, does it work with Mafreya? Once you get married, what's the din? Teitze. According to Rameir, it was Teitze, no? Rameir did not allow it, only allowed you to remarry. You had to do Ketzi Dasa before. But if you remarried, it's Teitze. So according to Tosfos Rameir, it does not work with Mafreya. What does the Ritva himself say? We said that in the beginning. What does the Ritva himself say? No, you guys tell me. He holds that there's no takana once she got married. Both according to Rabbanan and Rameir. You're done. It's Teitze. So he himself argued on the Yeshomim. So the Yeshomim and the Ritva quotes like the Tosfos Rosh. Very much like the Tosfos Rosh. That Lamafreya can help and save everything. According to Teitze cannot help at all. And the Ritva says that Ben Rameir, Ben Rabbanan, there is no takana once they got married. This leads us now to the following. Please get it. This leads us to the following. Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Gimel Osir Alef and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Ozayin Zayin have the following shaila. They clear the following two approaches. Let's get it. What does the Ketzed Yasa do? What does the Ketzed Yasa do? Ketzad Yasin is it viewed as a Nesina Chadasha, a Nesina Shnia, basically, because the Nesina Rishona is Psula, or no? Do you view it as being Mesakein, the original Nesina? Or is it Mesakein HaNesina HaRishona? Is it Mesakein and Nesina Rishona? You guys got this? These are two distinct approaches how Ketzed Yasa works. Aryeh, you got it? How do we view the Ketzed Yasa? Is it a new Nesina because the first one was Pasul? Yisrael? Or do we say what? It's rectifying the original Nesina. And therefore what? You have to say Bafanei Nechtav when you say it. When you give it. So that's why I'm giving it again. But it's rectifying the original Nesina. Because you didn't say Bafanei Nechtav when you did the original Nesina. So I'm fixing the original Nesina. Or do you say, no, the first Nesina is done for Fallon and Yiddish is done. I have to do a new Nesina. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky have this shaila and they plug it in beautifully. And they say like this. Our Tosfos holds that the Nesina Rishon is Pasul and the Shniya Makris are the remarried. Yes? Why? Because once she remarried, what's the din? There's no takana for what? According to Tosfos, what's the din? The Shniyah is the one that's what? Mutter? And therefore, once you got married, there's no takana for the Vlad. The Vlad is not a mamzer, I agree with you, according to the Chamim. According to the Mary, the Vlad is a mamzer if they have a kid, yes? Well, what's done is done. You can't fix it anymore. Because what was the Chiddush? The Nesina Rishona was Pasul. The Shniyah should be the one that matched her to remarry, and he didn't do it. And that's why Tosfos will say, well, Lamais, okay, lo teitze, but what? But there's no takana, Lamais, there's no takana at all. There's no reason to do it. Because you should have done it before you got married. You got married already, so lo teitze, it's for following. So Tosfos holds what? Tosfos holds like what? Like the first possibility. That is Nesina what? It's in Nesina Chadasha. And you should have done it before you got married, and you did it. Lo teitze, your kid's not a mamzer. But you really blew it. You didn't blow it terribly, but the kid's not a mamzer. But the bottom line is you should have done it what before.
So
And the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva holds what? That you can save the day and do everything with Mafreya. Even if you had a kid already with the second husband. The kid is a Mamzim and Rabban, I can be Misakin and Mitar him by doing Ketzad Yasa. According to the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva, Yesh Omrim the Ritva, yes? Meshitas Riva and Meshitas Mitzutat. Sutat means quoted. The Riva, the Yesh Omrim that's quoted in the Riva says it's in the scene of what? It's Mesakin, the Messina Rishona, and therefore can make everything great. Even if she had a kid with the second guy, he no longer would be a mamzer if you regave the get. It's an amazing thing. Plugs in very beautiful. You got this? That's what the Chazon Ish and Shmuel Lozovsky want to say. What is the nature of Ketzad Yasa? Yes, Nate.
The Yesh Omrim
of the Ritva is within Reb Meir. Yes. The Yesh Omrim is, it's commenting within the Chama and within Reb Meir.
It's commenting within Reb Meir because it's starting off with Mamzer.
Right. But I mean, according to the Rabban and the Maisa, you don't have an issue to fix the Mamzer. You're right. But what he would definitely say the Ketzad Yasa would be if she was, he would definitely say if she got remarried according to the Rabbanon, and or it's lo teitze, right? But I would imagine that this shita would hold that to ensure and then keep intact that she can stay married to the second guy, Ketzad Yasa, do it again. Okay? It's an interesting question you bring up. According to Yesh Omrim, the Ritva, you hear what he's asking? Are you? The Yesh Omrim, the Ritva, the Fi the Rabbanon, would you have to do Ketzad Yasa to stay married to the second guy? I mean, he has the power of Ketzad Yasa, can the second everything, my friend, to save the day for a mayor. The question is, for the Rabbanon, would you need it? Would you need it? My impression is, yes, you would need it. Because the way he says it is, it's not only said according to the Chachamim, it's also said according to a mayor. See, there's no doubt that Ketzad Yasa has got to be according to the Rabbanon. Look how you read the Mishnah. There's no doubt that Ketzad Yasa has to go according to the Rabbanon. Question is, does it go back even on who? Even on Reb Meir. There's no doubt it's going on Reb Meir. No Rishon you're going to find says Ketzad Yasa is only going on Reb Meir. Otherwise, it should have been presented right after Reb Meir, right? Before the Chum said it. So my impression, Nate, is no doubt that this Yesh Omrim the Ritva would say that you have to do Ketzad Yasa. You want to stay married, Gezudre, but do this Ketzad Yasa. If you do it according to Reb Meir, it even will Masakin what? Not only is it allowed to stay married to the guy, it's Matarim as being a monster. So that's what comes out. You plug it in very nicely. Yes, Eliezer.
How would they hold based on the Ritva that
Ritva himself or the Yesh Omrim?
So
Yesh Omrim the Ritva, what we wrote on the board. The Ritva himself said, remember that there's no takana after they remarry. The Ritva himself said there's no takana. Remember, Ketzias going on identical to Rabban and Meir. Is Yesh Omrim the different than the Ritva? Okay. Now this brings us to the Torah's Kid. Torah's Kid was written by who? The Nesivis. The Torah Skidin writes in Simikuf Mem Beis Sivkon Ches, and I got out of library with the David Parvarsky. Torah Skidin Simikuf Mem Beis Sivkon Ches is a mistapeg. What happens if the shliach gives the get and does not say the funny neftov, like our case? But then, what do? You have to give it back and you know take it back from her and give it again, right? What happens if in the meantime the baal is mavatal the shliach? What does mavatal mean? Anyone learn the fourth parak in Mikiyas? We did in the Be'imim with Prusbul. The beginning of the fourth parak talks about Bittul Shlichus in Gittin. You can terminate a Shliach that you appointed. What happens before you do Ketzad Yasa, the Baal is Mavato the Shliach? What's the din? Could you still do Ketzad Yasa? Could you still do Ketzad Yasa if he was Mavato the Shliach? What do you guys think? So I got out of Dov Bavarsky Sefer. So it depends. So he says like this. He says, if he gave a get already, there's a famous klal, Asi Dibur Velo Mamato Maisa. His Dibur wants to fire and terminate the guy, but he already did a Maisa. He gave the get already. So he says, the whole shail is what? The whole shail is only if you hold what? It works what? If it works with Mafreya, yes, if it's Masakin, then obviously it's what? It's impossible to Mavatal. Why is it impossible to be to Mavatal? Because he was Mesakin, if you're Mesakin the Takana Rishoina, Lamaisa, if you're Mesakin the Takana Rishoina, then what? then he has to go back and give it back to save the first one. He's a medic dying. And therefore what? And therefore, even if you're about to the shlichus, but what? It's like you go back in history. You rewrite history, go back in the videotape. It's like you go back in history and rewrite it, and you're masaking the what? The Nesina Rishona, which was done before the Bittul. The Bittul shlichus was done after he gave her the get. So if you all get to the asses, the masaking the original what Nesina, then I'm masaking something that was done before the Bittul shlichus. Are you hear that? That's what Dabar Parvarsky says, and he was medic dying. So you could say Bittul shlichus from today until tomorrow, but she's still divorced because you fixed the Nesina Rishona. So then for sure you couldn't be mevatel. The whole shaila is, if you hold that what? That's a Nesina Chadasha, then what? If you hold it's a Nesina Chadasha, then what, guys? You tell me. If it's a Nesina Chadasha, then what? Then maybe it's possible to say that what? That this is a new Gerushin, and therefore what? And therefore he's not your Shliach anymore, correct? And the Shlichus would work. The shlichus would work, Lamaisa. Shlichus would not work. Halacha Lamaisa, correct. The shlichus would not work. Why? Because you're mevatel the shlich, yes? And you will preclude him from going out and doing the second what? Doing the second nesina, because he's no longer a shlich. Get that down. You got this? But how would you save that? Maybe you can argue, says Rav David Parvarsky, that what? Maybe you can argue and say what, Nate? That even if the takana was what? Was l'mafreya, right? Maybe you can argue that if the takana was working l'mafreya, right, to fix it up, yeah? Maybe l'maisa, you could argue l'maisa, that even if the takana would work l'mafreya, nevertheless, the shliach, what? You need the shliach to go back and give it. And here, Lamaisi is no longer a shliach. Maybe you can't, maybe you don't say that rewriting history. Because even if he's only a fixer, but he still can't be a fixer. Because he's not a fixer, he's not your shliach anymore. So you can't say you go back in time and say, oh, I'm fixing something that was done before the Bittul shlichus. But you are the fixer that's trying to do something after you were nullified. So that's when he wants a taina that maybe what? Maybe you can argue and say it's not good. See, I didn't understand that from the Dvar Yaakov, but he was quoting Rav David Varsky. Shiuri Rav David, not Shitas Rav David. Not Shitas Rav David, Shiuri Rav David. Not a Shitas Rav David. Look in the library, there's no Shitas Rav David, the library said. It doesn't exist. He said a Shiuri Rav David. I'm very good friends with him. It's me in the library, the fifth floor. He's such a tzaddik. He should have given me, I said, see, you should give me Musar. Shitas of David is called Shiuri Rav David. Lamaisa. I said, why don't you give me Musar? He's a tzaddik. So this is the shtickel Torah we want to say. You guys should get to know him. Big tzaddik. The fellow with the mustache. He's a big tzaddik. You tell him whenever you need help, you're a Talmud of mine. He'll help you special. Okay? All right, you guys got this? He'll help everyone. It'll help you even special, Lamaisa. Okay, we got this. We're good friends. You got this? Okay, this is the chiddush I want to bring out. Guys, chazadus. This is the Ketz of Yasin. Unbelievable. No? This comes out Ketz of Yasin. So that is the second mahalach so far we have. Okay. Let's go now to number three. Third mahalach. Let's go, guys. Number three. Please chazard over. The third mahalach, Lamaisin, is something that we read in the beginning of Shir, that Yosef read so nicely. You're reading very nicely about Kaimalon. Eid Nasa Dayan Bid Rabbanan. Yes? Didn't you read the Gemara like that?
I did, yeah.
On topics of Rabbanan, Eid Nasa Dayan. Please get this down. The Lechem Mishnah I gave you on the bottom of the Rambam, Pirk Zayin Alokha Bezen, those Gerushin asks. Rambam had the following Shita. I'm sure you guys remember this in the name of Rabbeinu Avigdor. Who's Rabbeinu Avigdor? Rabbeinu Avigdor is one of the Shonim and said, when you're Ma'ar, then it's Mezuyif, do you need Kim D'Yoraisa, the Rabbanan? Classically, Kim Shtaris is what? The Rabbanan. But if you're Ma'ar, then it's Mezuyif, what did Rabbeinu Avigdor say? You need Kim and Atayra. Remember we said that's what Rashi held too? And the Rambam also? Remember our Rebbe, Raditza Goldberg Shlita? Rashi says, you mean Shalavar, it's kind of a Chosamah. Rashi quotes what? What is this guy Michal Sarlov? Either the Edom come themselves or other Edom. Why did he mention what? Hashlo Staros. Remember why? Because Hashlo Staros is only what? The Rabbanon. The first two could be the Araisin. And therefore Rashi didn't mention the third one. So it could be Rashi also could have been a Vigdor. So I have a kasha for you. V'akaymalan b'drobonan eid nasadayin? V'akaymalan b'drobonan eid nasadayin? Is this really a drobonan? What happens if the husband is ma'arer? What happens if the husband is ma'arer that it's mezuyif? You need what? You need kiyum d'oraisa.
Ask your computer to get it first time.
Okay, we're going to get to what you're saying there, but what happens if the Baal's ma'arer and says mezuyif? You need what? Corner of Ben Avigdor? You need kiyum d'oraisa. So why do we assume the topic's the Rabbanon? That's the kasha the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam and Rabbeinu Avigdor. Why does the Gemara say that it's so pasha that it's a Rabbanon topic? If there's error that it's mezuyif, the Lecha Mishnah asks Minat Torah. The Or Zarua asks this kasha in Simin Tovshin Meme, the Rishon on Rabbeinu Avigdor. Bnei Yoshua also asks this kasha. Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKoyin. Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKoyin asks this kasha. How does our Gemara assume that the pasha that it's Rabbanon? If the guy is Maharad, it's Mizuyah, it's Minat Torah, according to Rabbeinu Avigdor, Rashi, and the Rambam. Or Zarua asked this Kasher, Rabbeinu Avigdor, Koyin, the Pnei Yeshua too. Lech HaMishnah asks on the Rambam.
No,
Rabbeinu Avigdor is a Rishon. Rishon. Rabbeinu Miller lived in this century. Rabbeinu Avigdor, Koyin. Yes, Rabbeinu Avigdor, Koyin. It's one of the Rishon, where Zarua asks on it. Very good. The Beis Shmuel comes along and gives a beautiful answer, what Nate was saying. Let's get it down. Beis Shmuel, Simekuf Mem Beis, Zivkot Beis, answers B'shitas Rambam. Did the Baal come yet, guys? Did the Baal come yet? Has he protested yet or not? Yes or no? He has not protested yet. Where the Baal protested before the Eidus, then you need Kiyum and Atayr. But the Baal protests after the Shliach gives his Eidus, then it's done already. The Shliach's like two Edim, Medek, Daik, and we don't pay attention to the Baal anymore. Do you guys remember the beginning of the year? Is that true according to everyone? You guys remember that? So Machlekes Rashi and Rashba. Arya, Dafkim Lomaraf, we had a Machlekes Rashi and Rashba. Once the Baal comes in, once the Shliach comes in front of us, are you done? Rashi says you're done. Not according to the Rashba. Rashba said the Baal can be Ma'orer even afterwards. Yes, do you remember that? The Baal said, the Rashba said you can Ma'orer even afterwards, and you have to do Kiyum in that case. You got me? Remember we said Mara Nafshe could go, it's a question whether it goes on the Shliach or the Baal. You remember that? So I'm saying we're going with Rashi. This answer of the Beis Shmuel is going with Rashi. That once the guy says Befani Nechta the Shliach, you're done. So the answer is, until he comes and says Mizuyif, it's the Rabbanon. So that's why the verse is Vakayim Lan Bidu Rabbanon Eidas Adayim. Aye, the Rishon Ben Avigdor says you need Kiyum and Atayr. That's only if you do, if you have error already. You don't have error already, it's on the Rabbanon. Fizeh, there's no kasha lech mishnah from our Gemara, because our Gemara's talking about with the Baal was Ma'ar after the Eidus. Therefore, we don't pay attention to him. But we're pointing out in Shir that that's only according to Rashi. The Rashba said he is still believed. He is absolutely still believed. The Ritva quoted both Pshatim Lamais. So please get that down. That's one answer. But you know what? Do you remember yesterday we rejected a Girsa? What was the Girsa we rejected? Tosfim Ramaska what? Vakaimalan. Remember we said? How can you fathom a Havamina that Befana Nechta would be the Yeraisa? This is how you can fathom it, guys. You could fathom it being the Yeraisa. If the guy said Mizuyev, then you would need Kiyum Min HaTorah. That's why you could keep this Girsa that Tos rejected. That's what the Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer said. Beautiful kash, beautiful pshat. You could in fact say that if there was kiyum, you would need, if there was error, you would need kiyum and atayr. Right? We go Basra Hashta, the Baal hasn't come yet, so it's only Durabanan. But at least as a Havamina, we held that if he would have come, it would have been Diraisa. Problem with that is, if it's really Diraisa, Hadron Kusha Lodukta, how would an Eid Echad really work? How did you think an Eid Echad would work, Lamaisa? You understand what I'm saying? How would we say that an Eid Echad would work? Aren't we saying everyone holds Kiyum? Well, you don't hold the Reish Lakish? My answer is Reish Lakish. That takes care of the Diraisa. Edim Chasum Mal Ashtar, Nasus Mir Musmis, all the Rabbanan issue. But Lamais, if the guy is Ma'arer on Ashtar, that would be the Diraisa. So he was bothered by the Rayaka. What do you mean? How could the Mar have a Havim? It's the Diraisa, so how could 1A be good? I'll tell you how 1A would be good, because we have Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish always said that a regular Ashtar is good. So you got nothing to worry about. It's only a Dinner to Rabbanan anyway. But if the guy would be Ma'arer Mezuyif, at least as a Havamina, even if he has a Kum, you can fathom maybe it's the Diraisa. So what we've done is salvage that Girsa that we rejected. Remember, Tosh quoted the Gemara in Ksubis to say that sometimes there's a Gemara in Shas that goes from one extreme to the other, but he rejected that Girsa. We're not rejecting it now. We're not rejecting, we're keeping it with this Pshat. Okay? That is the third Mahalach. Let's get it. That is the third Mahalach. Number four. Yes, Nate.
I guess, can you go over the Rosh again?
Yes. We said when we learned in Gimel and Aleph that the Gemara in the top there, when it said, once the guy says, are you done? You don't have to worry about anything?
Right.
Can the husband protest after he said the Funa Nechta? So according to Rashi, it's done. You're done. Absolutely done. But according to the Rashba said, Mara Nafshe, he said, you're not done. If the Baal would protest, you'd have to have regular Kiyum Shtaris. He's able to protest. So I'm saying this whole Mahalach is assuming Poshup Shah like Rashi. Simplest reading in the Gemara is like Rashi. That once he says Bafana Nechtav, you're done. There's nothing to worry about. But we had that whole Svara, remember, Ore Nafshe?
Yeah, I don't get why we can't, why doesn't he put a Rashi?
No.
It's Rashi?
No, because the Machlok is Rashi and Rashbon Gimel. And Gimel and Manaf, we had a Machlokus. When the Gemara says, Rashi says, Dirmasko Mikara, Vechule, Inami Ore Eno Nema. Rashi's mashma, once the guy says the Fanadak, the Baal is not Neman anymore. But the Marshal quoted the Rashba that said, no, the Gemara's mashma, the Baal is Neman. Lo Asi Yomar Nafshi means the Baal won't come. But if he would come, he would be believed. The Mar Nafshe Lamaisa, the Marshal says, the Lush of Lo Asi Yomar Nafshi is referring to the Baal. The Baal won't come and make himself look bad. But if he did come, he'd be believed. The Marshal is done for that. It says Rashi is going on the Shliach. The Shliach won't make himself look bad. Remember we had that?
Yeah.
But it turns out, Amachlekes, do you believe the Baal after he said Mefana Nechtov?
How's that one here?
Because what was the whole answer that we gave? The whole first answer we gave is what? What was the castle? Why is the Gemara so positive to throw a bottom? According to Ben Avigdor Cohen, if you're over the Mizuyah, you need to keep him in a Torah.
Okay.
So the answer was, that's until he does it. Once if he would said it, you need Kiyum Torah, but he hasn't said anything yet. So what are you worried about? Our Gemara is saying the Baal hasn't come yet.
We didn't see it before Nachas, right? We didn't see it before Nachas the first time, so it can't be that you're counting.
I understand, but once you say Bafanei Nechtav, this, what are we talking about in this Gemara? Where you say Bafanei Nechtav in front of two or three, you are saying it. This is earlier in the Gemara, remember?
Right, yeah.
So you're saying Bafanei Nechtav.
Right.
So if you're saying it, once you said it, you're done. The Baal hasn't been Ma'orah Mezuyif yet. So what's your old kasha that it's the rice? So I'm saying that's a good answer. You hold like Rashi that it's all done and expired once the Shliach would say Bafanei Nechtav. Don't confuse the Gemara. On the bottom is Ketzad Yasa where he didn't say it. But before that, we're talking about where he told Rabbi Yochanan said, go say it in front of two guys. Right? Yeah. Earlier in the Gemara, we're talking about where he said it, where he's supposed to say it. So I'm saying once you say it, Rashi says you're done. According to Rashi, you're not done. Saying this whole answer is only according to Rashi. That's what I'm saying. You got me? Okay. That's the third mouth. Number four. Let's get it. Ben, you with me? Number four. Let's go. Comes out, Lamaisa. Comes out. The Rashba asks. I gave you the Rashba. The Rashba asks. I don't understand something. It's a big deal. We allow a woman to say b'fanei nechtav, don't we? Yes? Why can't you allow her to be a dayan? Please get this kasha of the Rashba down. I gave it to you. You go through the whole Rashba there. Arya Yomim. The Rashba asks, just like we allow a woman to be a kasha shliach from b'fanei nechtav, why don't we allow her to be a dayan? We have all these kulas by Bafanei Nechtav, so let it be a nacha kula. What's nach? Another kula. What's another kula? Let it be a dayan. Why is Gemara so dead against it? Who asks this kash? The Rashba on this Gemara. And he answers beautifully. He says, we find many testimonies where women and other psulim are ksherim. And we allow it here, Baba Fana Nechtov. Give me an example of it to verify that a husband's dead. Rosh Bo asks, if we allow a woman to be a kosher for shliach, let her be a kosher to be a dying. We have a lot of kulas. For Eidus Isha, husband's dead, we allow a woman to testify. So why don't we also machshir this Eidus? We do, but funny enough. But I want to tell you something. That's only in the realm of Eidus, not in the realm of Dayanus. We never found a woman was kshira to be a dying. You'll tell me, Kibbalah is an exception. Kibbalah, pigeonhole that exception. Just pigeonhole. That's one answer. We never have a precedent where we're machshir women. And don't give me Kibbalah. Kibbalah is an exception to the rule. That's where they make up their own din tire. Push up shot is a wrong side. It's a whole new track. That's a whole new track. It's like you create your own track of din tire. We never had a precedent where women are okay for them, so therefore we're not going to say that. We have precedent where we allow women for chair and for Avis. So we'll say it in front of Nectar.
Also, doesn't Kibbalah only work for Dini Mominos? This is really.
No. No. Tosus. Yeah. Kibbalah doesn't Kibbalah. Work. What do you.
Kibbalah can work for like Dini
Nefashos
or...
No, it does not work for Dini Nefashos.
So, I mean, this
okay. Is a lot. Alright, I'm just telling... You're right. I'm just saying... I'm agreeing with you. Pigeonhole it in. Mm-hmm. Right. You're strengthening it. Okay, you're strengthening it. It's only for Dini moments. Okay. But there's another terrace of the Rosh Bo. What's that? We're only willing to matter what? Mishumi Gunam. We're only willing to be matter Shluchim. It's hard to find a Shlit to travel what? Across the ocean. We have to allow a woman, Mishumiguna, to be a shliach. It's not hard to get a dayan. Just pay a few guys out of the mismembers. They'll be willing to do it, to be a dayan. It's not hard to get a dayan. Therefore, we're not going to allow a woman, Allah Halamaisa. The Korban Nisano writes this also, Oshin. This is the second answer to the Rosh Bo. Two answers to the Rosh Bo, why we don't have this kula. Okay? Why we don't have this kula? That's number four, Mahalach. Okay, number five. And then we got to get to Chumash. Number five. Klorkeit gets. Number five. Yes, if you've been patient. Let's go back to that Tisus. I said we get back to it. Let's get back to the middle of that Tisus. Hachi Garis. Who had in? Go ahead.
Zimnen.
Why don't you read it from the beginning? Hachi Garis.
Hachi Garis, we're going to talk. Keva. Kevan de Isha Kishera Lahavias again. Zimnan de Maisi lay Ititam.
Chain?
The Chain Perish Rubenu Chanano, who had did the Havi Matsil Mamar, Zimnan de Maisi lay Karov.
Wow. Same din applies. You could also, if a Karov brings it, you could have said a Karov, and then we're worried about a Karov becoming part of it. And the other opinion says everyone knows a Karov is possible. Doesn't read as well, you know what I mean? I mean, everyone, you know, what's the first sheet of that? I'm afraid you're going to join a karov. Doesn't everyone know a karov is possible? Doesn't read as well, you know what I mean? A woman, you know, you can have one sheet to say, we might be tired, but I don't want you to know it's well known. But doesn't a karov everyone know? But listen, let's get down the sheet. Who else rushes? Who else?
Not everyone knows he's a karov.
I mean, not everyone might know that he's a karov? Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, so you might think once you're allowing the karov to testify, then the karov...
Okay, all right, let's see. Both Nate and Ari are saying good. The Rosh writes this in Siman Dalet. The Chashin Shem Maisla Isha O Karov. And we'll rely on that. So the Korban Nisano says, in my Gemara it doesn't say Karov. Well, I said to the Korban Nisano, also in my Gemara it doesn't say Karov. No Girsas have Karov. Yes? So the Rosh says, you know what? So why did it choose what? A woman. Why did it choose a woman? You know why it chose a woman? Because a woman is what? A woman is Lo Shkiyah. That's why it also had Karov. Got to be a karov. Very uncommon. How do you know it's uncommon a woman? From Amud Aleph. We know it's uncommon for a woman, Lamaisa. Is that true? It's uncommon for a woman? It's uncommon for a woman to bring her own get. No. Not a woman in general. That's my response. But the Rosh says what he says. The Rosh was bothered by the chashash of Dilma Maisa. That's uncommon. So he says it has to be urchosh for a karov too. It said women because women are explicit in the Mishnah. Women atzma. But I want you to get that down in your notes. The only thing the Gemara said was uncommon was a woman bringing her own. It didn't say a woman in general. The Ran also asked the Kasha that a woman is uncommon. And you know what the Rosh answers? I'm sorry, you know what the Ran answers? He says Karav Orisha. The reason why I mentioned woman because it's explicit. But the Ran makes it much better. Because the Ran is Goris Atzma. Remember the beginning of Shir? Like the Tosis Rid in the Rif. He's Goris Atzma. That makes sense. That's uncommon. A woman herself. But according to arguers, it's any woman. Any woman. Any woman's common. And the Ritva says, either her or another woman. And he writes, they're all uncommon. So I want you to get that down. So that issue that I just brought up, the Ran and the Ritva struggle, a stam woman delivering, is that common or uncommon? The Ran seems to say it's uncommon. Lamais. I'm sorry, the Ran seems to say a regular woman is common. Woman on herself is uncommon. The Ritva seems anytime a woman is a shliach, even for someone else, is uncommon. But, let's take this a step further.
What does it mean women are uncommon?
Women to be shluchim. Women to be shluchim named. Is that common or uncommon? That's why they were motivated to include Karov. You follow me? But we point out, a woman to bring her own get is uncommon. But a regular woman's uncommon? The Ritva says, yeah, any woman ever being a shliach is uncommon. Traveling and things like that. The Ran says, no, to bring her own get is uncommon. But a regular woman is not considered to be uncommon. Not considered to be uncommon. Whatever the case might be, whatever the case might be, Lamaisa, okay? The Gemara, whatever the case might be, the Gemara Lamaisa, clearly what? Clearly, Lamaisa, the Girsim Rishon that include a Karov. Let's get it now. Let's get it. Comes out, the Ran quotes Yesh Omrim. It's getting late. The Ran quotes Yesh Omrim. Let's get it down. That is Cholek and Tisus. What's the Yesh Omrim say? That the Gemara mentions a woman, because a woman is what? Specific. She's not common and doesn't mention Grovim. A Karov that brings a get is kosher to be a Dayan. Please get that down. A Karov is kosher to be a Dayan. That's why the Gemara only mentioned a woman. Because the Gemara said a woman can't be a Dayan. If you mention Karov, then a Karov also can't be. If you have the Girsah ben Hanano, then you say a Karov can't be either. Yes, Arye? If you don't have the Girsah Karov, then a Karov is kosher to be a Dayan. That's what the Rashba says as well. So the Ran quotes here, show me the Rashba. Even though in general a Karov is supposed to be a Dayan, but you're not a Karov to everyone in all cases. Other cases are not related, it's good. So too will be Mekel here by Karov to be a Dayan. But a woman is never a kosher to be a Dayan. So therefore we're never going to be Makshar woman for to be a Dayan. Now the Rashba adds, not only by Get, but by all Kiyum Staris, Dayanim are Krovim, Le'edim are kosher. Please get it. And he brings a Raya, Ein Nasa Dayan B'du Rabbana. Ein Lecha Karov Le'dayan Godol Mizeh. You're a Karov to yourself. So by all Kiyum Staris, we allow what? Krovim to be the Dayan. And then the Rashba is Mechadesh, let's get it, that also Adiak Krovim Labale Dovar. I was saying now Krovim to who? To the Dayanim. Now we're saying even if you're a Krov to the Baal Dovar, the mouth of the Lover, or the woman of the man, it's good. But Krovim to each other are Psulim. Krovim to each other will be Psulim. That's a big machlokes. What happens if they're Krovim to each other? So the Nesivis and Simon Mevav Sifkandav says they're Basel, the Ksos and the Meshoivev, when he gave answers back, the Nesivis says they're Kosher. So please get that down. So if you only have a woman and not Karov, to what degree is a Karov okay? Is a Karov only okay if they're related to the Dayanim? Is a Karov okay even when they're related to the Balei Dover? Or is a Karov okay even when they're related to each other? To that degree, we might be Mekel. But if you have the Girsa Karov, then they're Basel. That's the Rush has that Girsa. Lamaisa, and the Ran has that Girsa Lamaisa as well, Allah Lamaisa, and that's why it brings in Karov. So if you have the Girsa Karov, you're going to pass a Karov. If you don't have the Girsa Karov, then you're going to be Machshir a Karov. To what degree be Machshir a Karov? That's a Machlex. Is it Karov only to the Aiden? Is it Karov only to the Baal Dover? Or Karov even to each other? Okay, let's close with something in Chumash. We have to finish this Mahalak on Sunday with the other few Mahalakim, and the next places we have a lot to do.